next on the agenda is a resolution that each of the council persons has received. It's regarding this continual subject of getting a hold of or getting on top of nuisance properties and code enforcement and things like that. And we've been having many conversations about that. I brought to the council's attention previously that I was going to hope to set up a committee to really look at the broad issue of code enforcement, nuisance properties. That being said, before we get to the resolution, I know that the council has had many conversations and does have plans to, consider making some changes to the way we do things. One of the most particular ones being some sort of rental inspection permit process. So what this resolution or this committee would do would study, look at a broad scope of issues. It wouldn't be strictly focused on one thing or another, but I know that the council is wanting to do some things in the meantime again, show some progress in this area. I'd like to, if I could, read the resolution because I would like for the citizens to hear what actually the purpose of this would be rather than just by title. Would
you like me to read the entire resolution?
Oh, yes, please.
My glasses on.
Sorry.
Okay, a resolution of the City of Marshall, Missouri creating a task force to review the city's ordinances and codes as they relate to nuisance properties and dangerous buildings in the City of Marshall. Whereas the City of Marshall, the city, has enacted certain ordinances and codes to address nuisance properties, dangerous buildings and structures, zoning and other building maintenance issues in the city. And whereas members of the public have continued to indicate an interest and desire in improving the city through the effective enforcement of the city's ordinances and codes. Whereas it is in the best interest of the city and its citizens to regularly review and update, where appropriate, its ordinances to ensure ordinances and codes are enforced effectively and efficiently. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Council of the City of Marshall, Missouri as follows. Section 1, Establishment. An ad hoc committee known as the Community Betterment Task Force is hereby created. The task force shall consist of the following members: one council person from each ward, the city administrator, department heads for the Marshall Police Department, City Code Office, Marshall Municipal Utilities, and municipal services or their designees, and 10 residents of the City of Marshall. The mayor of the city shall be an ex officio member of the task force. Task force appointments shall be made by the mayor with the consent of the city council. For council persons and city employees serving on the task force, their terms shall expire at the same time as their terms on the council. When their employment with the city is terminated or when the task force is disbanded, all other appointees shall serve for a term of 2 years or until the task force is disbanded, whichever occurs first. Appointees may be removed by the mayor with the consent of the city council. Section 2, Responsibilities. Task force shall have the responsibility to review the city's ordinances and building codes as they relate to nuisance or dangerous properties, to review the city's enforcement practices and procedures, and to submit recommendations and advice to the mayor and the city council to improve the city's practices and procedures, including but not limited to recommending measures that would increase citizen involvement in the betterment and beautification of the city, provided, however, that the task force shall act as an advisory body only and shall have no authority to enter into any contracts or otherwise bind or obligate the city. Section 3. The city its administrator shall serve as the chairperson for the task force. The task force shall meet at such times and places as may be fixed by the task force and shall always follow Missouri's sunshine laws. This resolution shall be in full force and effect upon final passage and approval.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Does anybody have any comments?
My only comment is, I think I mentioned to you earlier, Your Honors, I think this is a great idea. I think getting citizens involved and it's important to us, and it's important to them, it's fantastic. I don't want us to hold us off on things that we've already talked about as far as creating some type of landlord agreement. Certainly, we need to push forward government in general, and we go too slow already. I don't want it to slow down anything that we already have planned or anything. It's a good idea. Outside of that, I think it's a great idea.
All right, I have one thing.
Yes.
We are spending a lot of money having our code virtually redone by professional organizations.
Well, it's being recodified. I wouldn't say it's being redone. What they have done through the code is they've gone back through all the changes that have occurred in the state, but they have not been picked up. They've cleaned that up. They've cleaned up parts of our code that are outdated. They did come in, spend time, talk with staff. If certain things in our code, you know, do you still operate this way? Are there minor tweaks? Anything new that we want to add, like this rental inspection or to make tougher codes, is still going to have to be approved by you before it can be codified. I mean, all we're doing is recodifying and bringing it up to date to meet intent of the state. They didn't come in and start rewriting all of our code for us. It's more of cleaning it up, making sure that it aligns with state law and that, you know, we're operating in the way that we say that.
Okay. So. My only concern about this, and you know, I don't think it's wrong or anything, is that you have a group of citizens who are basically doing what citizens are doing right now, like what Daryl did. All of our codes and everything are on the website. Any citizen in the city of Marshall can get onto them and see them. Sometimes I really question the idea of a committee that really has no authority, that can only give recommendations, that doesn't just pile more onto the decision process that we normally have. So, you know, that's my, I've been involved with the school district for a long time. We've had lots of these. And usually they get angry and they get mad because, well, if you're not going to take our recommendation, why in the world do you have us? And I see that as something here. Just a bit.
The committee really doesn't have an enforcement power. We're looking for input from our community, from those 10 citizens, and then the council that represents the whole city. So once they give the recommendations and it's back in our lap, and we'll have to make decisions as a council on, you know, what we're going to be able to implement and what we can't. There may be legal reasons why we can't, you know, implement something that they've suggested. So I certainly fairly understand what you're saying too. It's a kind of a fine line, but just food for thought.
Anybody want to make a motion and second, or maybe whatever you want to do?
I'd like to table this for the next meeting.
I've got a feeling, you know, as far as transparency issues, it is a big move. Yeah. And we've all, you know, in the last few years, we felt like we want to be transparent and put things out, and then all that feedback to come back. And my feeling is this is probably one that, you know, I'm all for it. I'm 100% for it. But
me
I want
too. No, thank you.
I want to hear feedback, mm-hmm. if there is any, instead of just rolling it through. Okay. But that's my opinion. So if somebody wants to offer a motion, Tom, did you put that in the form of a motion?
Do you want to put it in the form of a motion?
Put it in the form of a motion that we table this.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Hines?
Yes.
Guthrie?
Yes.
Vasquez?
Yes.
Brandt?
Yes.
Hagedorn?
Yes.
Hendricks?
Yes.
Aarons?
Yes.
Ott?
Yes.